It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are some signs of a post-Thanksgiving rise in COVID-19 case numbers in Colorado. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
Experts had warned Coloradans that holiday travel and family gatherings could lead to big problems, and the latest data released Monday afternoon may be an indication of trouble. The number of positive tests out of the total number of tests taken rose after dropping for 4 days in a row. Hospitalizations also rose slightly. Thanksgiving week marked the deadliest week in Colorado of the pandemic so far, with nearly 250 fatalities. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
An update from the governor's office says the first gentleman, Marlon Reese, is improving after going to the hospital Sunday with COVID symptoms. Governor Polis himself no longer has symptoms more than a week after he and his partner tested positive for coronavirus. Republican Congressman Ken Buck wants the U.S. Justice Department to appoint a special counsel to investigate President-elect Joe Biden's son. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
In a letter, Buck asks for a special investigation into a laptop that purportedly belonged to Hunter Biden that is now in the possession of the FBI. Buck compares his request to the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller to look into Russian interference in the 2016 election. And Buck says an investigation is necessary to prove Biden is not susceptible to undue foreign interference. President-elect Biden will be sworn in on January 20th. But Buck's letter suggests that if outgoing Attorney General Bill Barr were to appoint a special counsel, the investigation might well live on into the new administration. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's election officially ends today when the Secretary of State certifies the results. Colorado had the second highest turnout of eligible voters in the country, 76%. This is CPR News.